This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
While global demand looks like it might start to shift soon, the USDA released another positive export sales report this week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
Good sales for corn, beans, and wheat. Beans actually exceeded the estimated range, came in at 1.86 million tons. We were looking for an upside of 1.7. So very good number there. Corn sales, again, strong, 1.5 million tons. That looks good. The wheat sales came in at 550,000. That was at the upper end of the range there. So very good sales. We'll take that. That was necessary. This is a positive and actually kind of a surprise with the soybeans, because we had felt like we had seen the peak as of last week with some of the daily flash sales kind of going away, and they were few and far between for about a week and a half or so.
Flash sales were predicted to potentially fall off, but McBride said they have remained strong as well.
Yeah, we have seen a few come in this week. Most notably this morning, we saw more sales to China and unknown. We had some yesterday. These numbers that we've seen, anywhere from 150 to 200,000, and maybe just a little bit over that 200,000 ton mark. So those are good sales. Those are exactly what we'd like to see at this time of the year, especially considering that Brazil still does have a competitive edge on the pricing side of things.
You can find this story and more by heading over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.